Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Best show, hi.
This is Royden Ziegler of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Very formal. Royden Ziegler of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. How are you tonight, Roy?
Well, I'm pretty damn miffed, Tom.
Yeah.
As both a U.S. citizen and a Philadelphian, I am appalled by what happened at the White House today.
Yeah, yeah. I assume this is all regarding all the Trump canceling the meeting with the Philadelphia Eagles after winning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Look, Tom, I don't usually get political, but this was just egregiously offensive. The lack of respect for a champion, a true winner, who proved all year that nobody's better. It's just terrible what happened.
No, I could not agree more.
I don't think I've ever seen a sitting president get so disrespected. I'm appalled, frankly.
Wait, you're talking about the, I thought you were talking about the Eagles that you, but you're appalled that how Trump has been treated?
Absolutely. The disrespect the president has been shown by these players, the Democrats, and especially the lamestream media has been unprecedented. Luckily, President Trump turned lemons into lemonade by turning today's event into a glorious celebration of America. And to the man who called out during the president's speech today, you should be in jail, sir. And for the record, the president did not forget the words to God Bless America. He knows that song backwards and forwards. Why, he practically wrote it. No, sir, the president was busy plotting his next and ultimate victorious moves in the upcoming North Korean summit. And to any haters who say President Trump doesn't have the absolute right to pardon himself, well, we'll see who's laughing lastly when this is all said and done.
Hey, Roy, why are you talking the way you're talking? It sounds like you're reading from a script or something.
I don't know what you're talking about. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to visit the restroom.
Okay. Visiting the restroom.
Hey, it's me.
Roy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know it's you. I know it's you. You sound a little more normal now. Why are you being so weird?
Well, I'm at the White House.
You're at the White House?
Yes! You know, the house from Independence Day, only it ain't been blown up yet.
Yeah, the White House. Yeah. I know the house from Independence. It's also known as the White House.
Yeah, it's where political stuff happens.
Yeah.
For the last couple years or so.
So what's going on?
Look, President Trump was standing right next to me, and in order to get in his good graces, you know, I told him I was going to voice my outrage on a major East Coast radio show. And, you know, obviously that last part was a big lie. Uh-huh. You know, your show being huge, I mean.
Yeah, no,
it's not huge.
Sure, no, don't worry. I get your zoom. Yeah. So did you actually go to that dumb celebration of America thing that Trump had to hold to save face after the whole thing of canceling on the Eagles?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
But the last time we spoke, I believe it was the last time we spoke, if I recall correctly, you are actually on the the Philadelphia Eagles now after kicking the winning field goal in the Super Bowl. So you would, so if that is the law, if you were on the team, then you wouldn't have been invited to the White House today.
Yeah, I am.
Right?
I'm not on the team no more.
What's that?
I'm not on the team no more.
You're not on the team no more.
No.
I mean, training camp is still like just, that's like a ways away, right?
Yeah.
So how did you get kicked off the team this early?
They call me doing celebratory donuts on the field.
Okay. I mean, that's not a good thing. But I would think it would be the kind of thing that could get kind of, they wouldn't consider that like a huge, you know, no turning back kind of deal. I mean, I guess I would chalk that up to like team spirit maybe, right?
I don't think you're trying to tell me, Mr. Martin.
I can't understand you.
I also tried to sell the Vince Lombardi trophy to Bradley Cooper.
So you stole the Super Bowl trophy, the Lombardi trophy.
Right.
And you tried to sell it to actor and Eagles super fan Bradley Cooper.
Right.
But I mean, there's no, surely that trophy's going to be missed.
Pretty recognizable.
Yeah. Nobody's going to forget what happened, forget about it, right?
Well, I had that all covered. I had an exact replica made. I'm serious. You couldn't tell them apart. Unfortunately, it started to melt in the trophy case.
Which one melted? The replica?
Yeah.
So it started to melt. But so what was it made out of?
Ice cream cake. Why?
So your perfect replica of the Lombardi trophy that you were trying to sell.
Right.
You couldn't be bothered to make it out of anything more durable than ice cream cake.
Have you seen what these cats are doing with ice cream cakes nowadays? It's amazing.
The most impressive ice cream cake is still made out of ice cream.
See, I didn't think that was true until it went in the cab, in the case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I figured like, yeah, everything's space age now.
Yeah, that doesn't.
I figured stuff like that wouldn't melt now.
That doesn't. Roy, it's ice cream.
Okay, I know that now. Yeah. I couldn't even eat none of it. It was melted. It was a puddle.
In the case, the Eagles.
Well, it dripped
trophy.
Down on the floor too, and all over some vintage Eagles uniforms.
Yeah. So now those are stained.
Horrifically stained.
Yeah. It's, well, what happened with Bradley Cooper? Because did he end up buying the real trophy?
No, that nozzle alerted Coach Peterson, and then all hell broke loose. And I'll tell you, I only averted jail time because it would have been so embarrassing to the Eagles if this thing was made public.
Mm-hmm. About stealing the, yeah.
And the cake.
Sure, yeah.
And the dripping.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The stains.
And the stains, and the, yeah.
It's like one thing after another with me, right?
Yeah.
I never noticed it before tonight.
It really is one thing after another with you, Roy.
Yep.
So how did you end up getting invited to the White House then?
Well, you know, I was one of the only notable Philadelphians who would go to that thing. Julius Erving, Mike Schmidt, Kurt Vile, M. Night Shyamalan, Tom Kiefer, Schoolie D, Ben Franklin the Ninth, all 20 guys in the war on drugs. They all said no.
Mm-hmm. But, and don't take this the wrong way, Roy, you have a pretty checkered, like a pretty sordid past, and I don't know how on earth you'd even get past like security clearance to get into the White House.
Oh, you wouldn't believe how lax this place is. They have two Cub Scouts guarding the front gates.
There's two Cub Scouts are guarding the front gates to the White House.
Yeah, Chandler and Skyler, good kids.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. So you got to know them a little bit?
Oh yeah, yeah. We tossed a little tennis ball around. I carry a tennis ball sometimes. Is that a crime?
To carry? No, it's not actually. No.
Sometimes I get down and I roll my. I have lower back problems. And I'll get on my back, and then I'll put the tennis ball under my back, and I'll roll around on that. Kind of alleviate some tension. You should try it sometimes. You're very tense.
Yeah, you know, I do get tense. That's true. I do. I can get tense from time to time.
Get a tennis ball.
You think that'll do it?
It may change your life. You never know until you try.
Well, that's actually some practical, very kind of simple advice.
And here you are thinking I'm just a cake melter.
Well, you are a cake melter, but you're more than just a cake melter. How about that?
I want that on my tombstone.
More than just a cake melter?
No, he was more than just a cake melter.
Oh, you want he was more than just a cake melter.
Well, what isn't going to say just a cake melter?
I don't know. I don't never written a tombstone before.
Oh, I have.
You've written tombstones before.
What are my side gigs?
You write you come up with the ultimate phrase to sum up someone's life.
Oh yeah. Like the other day, my neighbor Wilt. He, his aunt died, and you know, I said, what was her deal? I knew her a little bit. I didn't like her.
Uh-huh.
And so he told me a little bit, and, you know, nothing really impressed me. My main memory of her is at this wedding I went to, she was there, and she kind of danced like she had a stick up her butt.
Sure, yeah.
Like, just wound too tight. So I just wrote that on the thing, on the tombstone.
You wrote what?
What I just said. I probably can't say it again.
And she danced like she had a stick?
Yeah.
And there's no clearing that with the cemetery?
No! Oh, I do the etching, too. I carve them.
All right,
I carve them, and I carve them over to the graveyard.
I had no idea, I guess.
I'm a graveyard carter.
Roy, you are an interesting guy.
He did it all.
Well, maybe put that next to he was more than a cake melter.
I better order a bigger headstone.
Yeah. He was more than just a cake melter. .. He did it all.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Writes itself.
Yeah? Well, you just wrote it. Those are your words.
We wrote it together.
We did, yes.
Like Lemon and McCartney.
How about that? Roy, we wrote your tombstone together.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So, the things you were saying at the beginning of the call
right.
about being how offended you were by the way, like, Trump's been treated and all that. I mean, did you actually mean any of that?
Oh, my God, no. Of course not. I'll tell you, other than his affinity for two fillet of fishes a day, I don't agree with Trump in any way, shape, or form. And I stand by my former teammates.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, you know, Trump was right over my shoulder, so I had to praise him unmerciful.
Uh-huh. Well, but Roy, if you don't agree with him in any, like, way, shape, or form, why did you even go to the White House?
Because I'm playing him.
You're playing President Trump.
Yep.
Like, the way, when you say play him, you're not talking like Alec Baldwin playing him. You're talking like the way Roy would play someone.
exactly. Yeah, I don't do a dead-on perfect imitation of him like Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, there's times I can't tell them apart.
I think it's the mouth pucker that is just so
it's the mouth
right on.
I think it's the grunting, the way Alec Baldwin has boiled Trump's impression down to, let me tell you something. Look here, I am... I don't know what... It sounds like he's doing a character from The Wizard of Oz.
I thought you were doing Bruno Sammartino.
He almost is doing like a wrestler, just saying like, look here, Mean Gene, I am trying to tell you, I am now President of the United States.
It's the mouth pucker that really sells it, I think.
Yes, because that's whenever anybody does a drawing of this guy, they always draw that mouth pucker and... It's the thing he was famous for forever. That
it's true. They call him the Puckerer.
Like, yeah, because he was. People always said, like, it looks like he just was sucking on a lemon. Like, what's up with the? Wait, who's running for president? The guy with the mouth pucker.
That's right. Well, yeah, back in the 80s, Spy used to refer to him as the lemon puckered vulgarian.
Yeah, I think it's great that Alec Baldwin created. A trait that was not there before.
It's true. Oh, hey, maybe you can answer me this now, while we're on topic. Does there exist a photo of Alec Baldwin and his wife walking their children that doesn't feature Alec Baldwin just looking at his phone? Because I've not seen one.
There's got to be one.
Maybe you can ask your listeners to sleuth one out.
All right, that sounds like a call to the listeners, because they can sleuth out a photo of Alec Baldwin walking with his wife and child where he isn't hypnotized by his phone.
That's right. Oh, but you were asking
about playing.
How I'm playing him.
Yeah, you're playing Donald Trump.
Yeah, I play him the same way everybody does. By following the first rule of getting ahead in Trump world.
Uh-huh.
Nothing else matters as long as you flatter.
Uh-huh. Well, what would be an example of that?
Well, like today, all day, you know, I was just buttering them up, you know, like saying stuff like, Mr. President, you are a true winner, a genius of the highest caliber. Don't listen to what them losers in the media are saying. You're not tearing the country apart with your constant claims of fake news. You haven't told 3,000 proven untruths since taking office. You're not tearing this country apart by prizing personal loyalty and self-interest above what's right for this country and all of humanity, for that matter. The walls are definitely not closing in on you even more than usual as of yesterday's announcement that Manafort's bail is going to be revoked, and then he's probably going to flip on you to save his own skin, the exact same way Cohen will. And these Twitter fools who take you to task for writing at the level of a fourth grader, they're just jealous they weren't born rich. They're jealous they didn't get bailed out of financial ruin by the state of New Jersey after they ran their casino into the ground. Stuff like that.
Sure. Now, those sound pretty, especially the last couple, sound pretty sarcastic. He has to, like, pick up on that, right?
He never does. That's what's so fun about hanging out with him. You can say anything as long as it's like, wrapped in the slightest bit of compliment. He's like the dumbest dog you ever met.
Uh-huh.
It's so fascinating to be right next to him and to watch him up close. You know how, like, on TV, it's like he's trying his best to appear to be a normal person. Like, he's not really sure how to stand or sit, even.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
It's more extreme up close. He actually verbally coaches himself on how to behave. You can hear him say stuff like, fold the hands. Stop shifting. You've seen how they do it. Come on, Donald. I'm wondering if he might be an alien.
You mean like from another planet?
I think it's possible.
Huh.
Have you noticed that his expression is always that of a man who's wondering if he's about to be caught?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is that weird kind of bobbing he does a little bit of bobbing that kind of feels like that.
And like he's wondering, okay, I might get caught. I wonder what it's going to be like when I do get caught. What's prison going to be like? I don't know. Can't be too bad, right?
So if you're playing him,
yeah,
what's the end game, Roy? What would, what?
All right, you strapped in?
Yeah.
Okay. If all goes to plan, you're talking to the next ambassador to Roxborough, Stan.
I can feel, yeah, okay. Well, let me ask you, Roy, is there a current ambassador to Roxborough, Stan?
No.
Uh-huh, and is, like, I'm going to say, is that because there isn't a Roxborough, Stan?
I'll tell you something, you're smarter than Trump.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he already wrote me a fat check for the poor displaced people of Roxborough, Stan.
Uh-huh. And so he wrote a big check. Who did he make this check out to?
Me, Royden Ziegler. See, I told Trump, because of the massive dust storms and the subsequent lightning strikes of post-megatopical storm Rhoda, all the power stations in Roxborough, Stan, got knocked out.
Uh-huh.
And they need funds so bad. So I told him, I need a fat check to cash here in D.C., and then I'd bring all that money back to Roxborough, Stan, and get things back on track. And he was real skeptical at first, but then I told him that we were going to erect a giant statue of one of his giant overcoats. And then his eyes just kind of glazed over and his pen came out.
Sure. Well, that Roy, that's it's criminal.
Oh, no, it ain't. I ain't doing nothing that Trump ain't done. Yeah, everyone's saying, oh, you know, Trump, he's not stupid. He's playing 3D chess.
Yeah.
Well, I'm playing 6D Batmanin'.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to figure this out now. 3D chess,
yeah.
I said. But if you're playing something, you're playing 6D.
Six-dimensional.
Yeah.
Batmanin.
Batmanin, and I'm assuming that's backgammon?
Wait, what's it called?
Backgammon.
Spell it. Like B-A-C-K?
B-A-C-K-G-A-M-M-O-N. I think that's how it's spelled.
I thought it was Batmanin.
No, it's not Batmanin.
Oh, I thought it was this game that Adam West invented.
No, that's not no, Adam West did not invent a casino game.
Did Michael Keaton invent it?
I don't think any of the Batmans invented it.
Val Kilmer?
No, I don't think it was Val Kilmer either.
Oh.
No Batmans invented it.
Okay. Well, look, anywho, I figure just a few more rounds of butter the Trump, and he'll give me that ambassadorship, uh-huh. And then after I excel at that, I'll be governor of Pennsylvania. After that, president. After that, intergalactic emperor. After that, galactic emperor. After that...
You gotta stop, Roy. Stop. No, intergalactic emperor?
Yeah, and then galactic.
And then galactic, okay. So, okay, I don't even know if the one's bigger than... You gotta stop.
I can't stop. I'm going for as much as I possibly can. The maximum yield.
No, this is gonna end up very badly, Roy. This is gonna end up with you going to federal prison.
No, it ain't. Look, I'm following the number one rule of gambling. You win by doubling down when you're ahead. Thrusters set to max.
Uh-huh. Well, no, that's not exactly how you win. You win when you get your winnings and you walk away with the winnings.
Walk away? What? That's not what they say at Sugar House.
Sugar House. Okay, yes. That's the... Sugar House is the casino in Philadelphia. If anybody was worried that there wasn't a casino literally in Philadelphia now, your fears... Put those fears to bed, because there's a casino in Philadelphia now, Sugar House.
It's 24 hours, and I'll tell you, man, I think kids should go to it before they go to school in the morning.
Now, that's bad advice, to go to... No, kids, you think kids should go to the Sugar House Casino before school?
Very good donuts there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they probably have milk, too.
I'm sure they have milk and donuts.
Yeah. Hey, look, I gotta go. Eric and me are going to have a nut punch competition on the White House roof.
Uh-huh. Okay, Eric Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good.
He's not as dumb as they portray him to be.
Uh-huh.
But he's pretty dumb.
Uh-huh. Well, good luck with your competition there.
Oh, I don't need no luck. See, I shoved a presidential candy bowl down the front of my jeans. And when he punches me, he's going to powder his fist.
Great. Yeah. You, Roy, you got it all figured out.
Hey, don't call me Roy.
Uh-huh. What am I supposed to call you then?
Mr. Galactic Emperor.
I'm not calling you Mr. Galactic Emperor.
Later days, Tom. All right, Aaron, get ready.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. Oh, my God.